Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in our friend, Bud Shaw. Hi, Bud. How are you?
Hey, Bud.
Good, guys. I apologize for being a little late.
That's all right. No worries. And congratulations on the new gig. You start with WKYC.com tomorrow or 2 days from now?
Yeah, it's going to be mid-August, basically. We have some family stuff in Indiana, but it'll be nice to get back to doing some writing for the website and also doing some on-air stuff. You know, I didn't want to retire and then find out that the Browns are actually going to get good one of these years. So
that might not be an issue, bud.
This is a hedged bet right now. I'm thinking they might be okay, you know?
But do you think, we were just talking about this, that Hugh Jackson, what should Hugh Jackson say when it comes to Baker Mayfield? Yesterday he was honest, and, you know, I just think he may have said just a little bit too much. I think that you can start your own controversy by saying a little too much. What do you think?
I agree with you. You know, I mean, they've gone to some lengths to say that this is Tyrod Taylor's job, and I think, you know, if he starts out well and they win, then the issue goes away and nobody really asks any questions about Mayfield. But I'm just not sure why you would introduce this idea that he's, you know, farther along than you thought and all of those things that we've heard about other quarterbacks in the past. I mean, some people are sort of numb to that kind of talk, but I think in this case with a number one overall pick, I think it's going to resonate with some fans, especially if Taylor, you know, comes out and loses to the Steelers and then loses to the Saints, you know, then we're right back in where we are all the time in this town with, you know, people screaming for the backup. I was a little surprised to hear him and say that. I mean, he can praise him, but I think you need to really temper that praise.
All right, so he threw it out there, bud. And the thing that's kind of surprised me is the way that a lot of folks have taken Tyrod Taylor and put him on a pedestal. And my word is he's a competent NFL quarterback. But it's not like you have a number one pick who's trying to beat out Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Jeff. We did some pre-draft stuff at Cleveland.com where we got a bunch of people together, a bunch of Browns fans together at the Music Box Supper Club, and there was a guy sitting in the front row wearing a Bills jersey and Bills hat, and somebody went down with a microphone and asked him, you know, what he wanted to see out of the Browns this year, and also what about Tyrod Taylor, and he said, you know, he wasn't criticizing him. He was just saying, you know, he's a competent guy, and more times than not, you feel like you look up in the fourth quarter and you got 150 yards passing and you're trailing by a touchdown. So, you know, I think that's kind of the, you know, the MO for him. Maybe it changes here if there's as much, you know, offensive talent on this team as some people think there could be. You know, maybe he becomes a better quarterback because of it.
I just want to get a couple questions here about Jim Thome and your thoughts about him going into Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday, what he meant for the franchise, and you know, what kind of I look at Jim Thome, and to me, Jim is about as stable and regular a guy as you possibly could have, and yet still left to go to Philly and then ended up coming back. And to me, I think it's just as a fan, it's just that, hey, this is the way the world is right now, and I can accept it, and I can really respect Jimmy for everything he did on the field. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of guys from that 90s team that, you know, to me are just salt-of-the-earth people, and Jim's one of them. You know, Charlie Nagy was another guy, you know, Marquise Grissom. I mean, there's some real good guys, and Jim was at the forefront of that. And I never understood, anybody who spends 5 minutes around him knows what kind of a genuine guy he is. So the whole, you know, people making fun of him saying his, you know, my wife is my rock and they'll have to tear the jersey off my back. You know, he meant all of those things. And then he saw what they were offering him and he smartly decided to do what was best for his family. So I've never held that against him.
It's interesting to me, but Jim hit over 600 home runs, top 10 all time. And not once ever did you hear any talk of, well, Jim's doing things that other guys are doing. Obviously, I'm talking about steroids here. In an era where it was so prevalent. And, you know, the old expression, country strong, seemed to fit him, and he stayed above all that.
Yeah, he did. And I was really happy to see that. I mean, he's a guy that if you looked at his body early in his career, you know, he was a thinner guy, obviously. You know, you could make those assertions if you wanted to about a lot of guys in the league, you know, who stayed around, you know, 12, 15 years and saw their bodies go through a change and their workout regimens became a lot better in the pros than they were in the minors. So I don't think we were being naive. I just think he was one of those guys that wouldn't consider doing something like that. And I still believe that to this day.
I think the true test for Jim is to look at his mom and dad. And, I mean, dad's a big guy, you know?
Yeah.
His mom's kind of a big mom. I mean, it was, and bless her soul. I just, my point is that he kind of filled into the family frame more than because I know a lot of people think about that video of him when he was younger, just how skinny he was. And then, and to me, that's always been the underlying factor with Jim is I think that's more family trait than it was anything else.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, listen, they're just guys that they treat the clubhouse guy like they do the, you know, the manager and the star teammate. And he was always one of those guys, and I've always respected that about people like him. You know, that you never felt he would go out of his way. I remember back in the day when we used to play old guy, you know, unathletic sports writer basketball at Winter Haven on that outdoor court there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the players would come out and they'd kind of look over at us like in pity, you know, you poor people. Jim and Mark Clark were the two guys that would come out and actually shoot around with us. You know, it was really kind of funny. They'd come over and go, hey, how you guys doing? You know, you mind if we shoot around a little? You felt like you were back on the playground with those guys, you know? And that's just, as you get older in this business and you deal with more difficult personalities, Albert Bell, you know, you really appreciate guys like that.
Hey, we kicked around earlier today, Bud, and Bud Shaw joining us, soon to be with WKYC. Who's the next Indian to get in? And Omar clearly is, you know, he's the guy that everybody thinks of. Kenny Lofton's name was brought up, and I said, how long do they keep out a guy like Manny Ramirez? And maybe it's forever because of the steroid situation, and maybe that goes away. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring all that up, Jeff, because, I had a vote in the Hall of Fame Baseball Writers Association for a long time, and I just turned it back in. I just didn't feel comfortable deciding who used steroids, who didn't, how to figure all that into the equation. I think you're right about Manny. Some people will look and say, well, he served suspensions. That's all we need to know. He's never going to get in. But I think probably Omar is the next guy. And I was, listen, as a player, I love Kenny Lofton. I found him really difficult to deal with a lot of times, as a sports writer, but as a player, I thought he was fantastic. I just don't know if those numbers, are going to hold up for him. And whereas I think Omar, you know, what was it, 11 gold gloves and or 10, you know, and we all know, you know, how long of a career he had. So I'm not against, if I were still voting, I'm not against the lifetime, you know, achievement thing coming into play. If you can last 22 years in that league against that kind of competition and talent, you know, that should be a plus, not a negative.
But why do you think Kenny was difficult? It's funny because I had that same, like I had a couple kind of moments like that with him too. And then as he got later in his career, he was just like, okay, let's do it. And he's very personable now when it comes to media and stuff. But I wonder why he was like that.
I don't know. He just seemed really distrustful. I tried to do a column on him early about his base stealing ability. And it's the only time in my sports writing career where I ended an interview before the player did.
Wow.
Because it was just yes, no, you know, he'd roll his eyes when you'd ask him something. And I was like, and it was a positive column. It was about him leading the league in stolen bases at the time. So I don't know. I always had a hard time getting through to him. And he always seemed to me to be the guy who was different when the ESPN cameras came around than he was with the local guys. And whatever you want to say about Albert and Eddie Murray, they were the same to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
That is a great point. Hey, Bud, continued success. We'll look forward to reading you at WKYC.com. Hit him straight today. You're at the Austin Carr golf outing today?
Yes, I am. Yep.
All right. Well, please tell AC we said hi, and I hope he raises a ton of money today. Thank you.
I will, guys. Thanks again. Right. Sorry for the delay.
No worries,
no problem, Bud.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Bud.
Thanks, Bud.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.